Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. Recently, I heard a news bulletin about research taking place at the University of Manchester. The news report told of how researchers had made great strides forward in the process of desalinization. Desalinization is the process by which salt and other minerals are removed from a substance, such as soil or water. In this example, the researchers were extracting salt and minerals from seawater. The water would then be suitable for human consumption and for the irrigation of farmland. If true, this new relatively easy and low-cost way of producing fresh water from salt water could have amazing implications for those around the world who suffer from a shortage of drinking water. This is so important because human beings cannot drink salt water. Our kidneys can only produce urine that is less salty than salt water. Therefore, to remove the excess salt in our systems, we have to urinate more water than we drink. And eventually, we die of dehydration, although we become thirstier and thirstier. The reason I mention this desalinization process is a few days ago I came across a parable told by Bernard of Clairvaux, which said, "I would rather drink from the stream than from the brook." Martin Luther took this statement and he notes that reading the church fathers, scholars, and biblical commentaries is good, but they are not the life-giving source of our faith. For once we drink from the spring, we forget about the brooks. The brook's usefulness is to lead us back to the fresh waters of the spring. No, Scripture must remain the master and the judge over all writings. For if we follow the brooks away from the spring, they lose both their taste and their ability to nourish. Eventually, they are swallowed up by salt water and become undrinkable. But the trouble with us human beings is we like to drink salt water. We like the stuff that kills us. We drink from the brooks of God's good creation while ignoring the Creator. We seek purpose and satisfaction in relationships, work, pleasure, leisure, nature, but it never satisfies our thirst. We drink and we drink and we drink some more from those wells, but they only spiritually dehydrate us and leave us for dead. Still other religious types are so busy and consumed by reading books about the Bible and spirituality that they never take time to actually read the Bible. We long to hear the latest theories and ideas, to follow the brook, but they lead us far from the stream. We become so enamored with doctrine or history or practical theology that we just don't have enough time to read the Holy Scriptures. We see the stream, but we're so busy trying to drain the brook that we never go to the Scriptures. We are like the Samaritan woman looking for living water at Jacob's well, but only finding stagnant well water. She had been drinking from all of the wrong brooks, so that her life was nothing but chaos. But here comes Jesus to her, and he says, "If you knew the gift of God, and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water. This living water is like any other water, because once you drink it, you will never be thirsty again. Your soul, body, and mind will be completely satisfied, for you will be known by Jesus, and he alone satisfies all of our desires for purpose, meaning, and life." Later in John's Gospel, Jesus cries out, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink." Listen, for the Savior is calling you to come to the stream of living water. Don't settle for the polluted, contaminated, and salt-filled water that the world offers. for it leads to pain and death. Instead, come to Christ and drink deeply of His Word, the Word of life. Drink of Christ and be satisfied. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, giver and perfecter of faith, we thank You and praise You for continuing among us the preaching of Your gospel for our instruction and edification. Send Your blessing upon the Word which has been spoken to us, and by Your Holy Spirit, increase our saving knowledge of You, that day by day we may be strengthened in the divine truth and remain steadfast in Your grace. Give us strength to fight the good fight by faith and to overcome all the temptations of Satan, the flesh, and the world, so that we may finally receive the salvation of our souls. For You live and You reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forevermore. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.